Tonight, it's Bring Your J to Work Day. Could somebody from Uncommon James be going home? Tune in tonight for our after show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey, AfterBuzzers. We have a very exciting night tonight. We have our full panel, so let's go ahead and get started. To my left.
Hi, guys. I'm Caroline.
And I'm Justine.
I'm Angel.
We have so much that happened tonight.
Wait, and you have to introduce yourself, girl.
Well, I'm Brittany. Brit, of course. We have so much. I got really excited. We have so much going on tonight. We have Jay making a special appearance at Uncommon James, and maybe somebody is getting let go. I don't know. You have to tune in to find out. What did you guys think of tonight's episode?
I love Jay Cutler so much. I love his dry humor, but I also love that he gets right to the point, and he's not... He has a very no BS attitude about him, which I really, really like.
Yeah, he doesn't beat around the bush. Tonight's episode was funny, especially everyone's face when he walked in.
That was my favorite. I think that was my favorite part of the whole thing.
Actually, I take that back. I think the best part was how many unnecessary breakdowns there were and how everyone needs to dial it in. Mm-hmm. And Jay was calling it out.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think we should talk about that later, but focus on the warehouse move and how this was a very long time mm-hmm. coming. We've seen so many things go wrong these past episodes, and honestly, I feel like it's because the space is too crammed.
That's one of the reasons. I mean, it seems like they still have a lot of other issues that they need to work through, but more space will let them, like, lay out, okay, this is what I need to do over here, this is what I need to do over here, so finally they're getting what they need.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. If they're basically sitting on top of one another and the departments are on top of each other, that's going to cause a lot more chaos. And also, when half the problems are related to shipping and you don't actually have a space to lay out the boxes and see where things are going, I mean, more space is always
they all share a
best.
Table. It's like what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
It's like they're putting the boxes and together and just like sending them off like at the same table. It's awkward.
I was just going to say, when did the company start again? I know I should know that, but because I'm surprised they don't have the warehouses just.
Yeah, at least
now.
A season ago.
Yeah, I feel like it's been over a year and a half.
Yeah, so I'm surprised that they don't have.
It's definitely been since like early 2017, if not late 2016.
I mean,
they have new people coming in, and they didn't always have that space, you know? I think when the company first started out, it was literally Jay and Kristen who were putting boxes together.
And Jay did the
logo. Which was not used.
It should just be, I mean, obviously I know they're too busy, but I feel like they did it better than an entire team that they're paying.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I think about when I sell something on Poshmark and I have just tape and boxes and I'm weighing things and I take up so much space and that's just me mailing out one thing. Think about how many orders that they've had going out.
Yeah.
And they're mixed in with everyone else's space.
I still don't understand the empty boxes. You pick it up, you can tell there's nothing
right?
in it. Unless you think, like, maybe it's just a small pair of earrings. Like, I don't get it.
It's completely unacceptable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You sound like
Kristen.
Good. Just like I feel like you are Kristen. It's completely unacceptable.
But also like a little bit Brittany too.
But has that ever happened to you? Have you ever gotten a package and you're waiting for something to arrive and nothing was in it?
No.
That's never happened to me, but something has been damaged, which they also talked about being a problem.
I just got a computer case and it didn't fit. Sorry, I'm still mad about it. That's why. I got it delivered to me, so I'm like, it didn't fit. They didn't give me the right one.
Oh, okay.
I guess they make them in different sizes,
But I had a specific
have you ever seen
one.
A different
right.
size computer? Like, obviously.
I would be less
upset if something was damaged because you know it goes to the post office and all these other people handle it, so it could possibly be there.
Can you perceive something without anything in it?
No, I'm saying I haven't. Saying if you have...
It can be damaged, but it doesn't mean it's the company's fault because it could be the post office.
I'm saying if I ordered something from Kristen Cavallari's store and nothing came in the box, I would be vocal about it, they were saying.
And that's like shows a lot about who's working for her because we all probably get a lot of packages like throughout our entire lives and we've never had something not in the box. So that's a problem with them. Like this doesn't happen a lot. So they need to get
a week.
It
happens a lot there.
Well, I mean, the labels are like printing out like a CVS receipt. Nothing looks organized.
Yeah, it's like who's doing the check Mark? Like, I know there's two people in shipping, but are those two people doing every single order? Do they have, like, other people under?
It kind of reminds me of, like, a movie of, sorry to cut you off, but it kind of reminds me of if, like you said, if we were the space.
Yeah.
Why doesn't each person have a job? Like, you make the box, and then you put it in, and then I tape it, and you put the label on.
And someone else checks to make sure that everything's in there, like a checkoff list. I don't understand.
Neither do I.
I don't either, but it sounds like Uncommon James could be losing some followers, and hopefully we aren't here at AfterBuzz, so we have a little message for you.
Of course. Hey, guys. Before we move on to our next topic, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk, and for us to continue to grow, we do need your help. If you're watching right now on YouTube, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating, but no matter where you are, leave us a comment so that you can get involved in the conversation, because being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. So don't forget to tell your friends and family and keep enjoying our show.
Yes, and we will feature your comments here live on the show, so make sure that you're commenting and liking our page, and we can't wait to hear from you. All right, guys, the anticipation. Somebody made a special appearance tonight at Uncommon James. Justine, what do you think about Jay just barging in, all dressed to the nines?
I just loved his facial expressions throughout the entire, that little segment. Like, he was just confused the whole time. He's like, is she crying? And then he's looking at the printing labels come out. He's like,
She hits print.
Oh, his expressions. Like, I just want to rewatch that.
It was the funniest. Like, when he walked in and one of the girls were like, oh, Jay, you're dressed all businessy. And he's like, it's a business setting. And it's like,
yeah.
It's like she had no comeback at all.
She's like, oh,
you're right.
Yes, sir. Okay. My leash. Like, literally, what are you supposed to say to that?
Right.
I feel like Jay has been around a lot of testosterone as opposed to estrogen, which Matt, who also handles shipping, is saying, as women are like crying left and right. And I feel like Jay just walked in and was amazed by how much inner conflict there can be in a workplace that isn't related to work. It's just based off personality. Because I feel like when he was a quarterback on the football team, if there's a problem, it's probably plays aren't being made, the connection isn't being made between players, but it's all work-related, something that can get solved. And I feel like a lot of the problems at Uncommon James are just based upon people not liking each other.
I agree. I feel like he walked in and it was like a no-brainer to him. He saw all these problems instantly. Mm-hmm. They're things that Kristen's been around every single day, and like he just came in and like cracked the whip and was able to just pin the problem down. And maybe because Kristen's been so used to it and there's so much personal things going on, since like there's so many friendships in the workplace as well, maybe she just oversees it. I don't
know. Maybe she is just too used to it, because I was like, when Kristen and Jay were talking and he was letting her know the issues, I'm like, how does she not know this? She works here. She owns the place. So it's like, she's sitting there. She's like, really? That's happening? It's like, girl.
I have a question for you guys. Do you think that they should hire more men and not have it all women?
I do. I think so.
I think so, just from a company standpoint. I mean, aren't there, like, rules and regulations that you're supposed to have, like, a certain amount of, like...
I mean, equal opportunity.
Yeah.
I don't think it's... You have to, like, reach a quota with how many men versus women.
Yeah, that's what I was...
I don't think that's a thing. If it is, it's unbeknownst to me. But what I think does need to happen is the right roles need to be filled by the right people. And I know Kristen was saying, I think her name is Kelsey, the other shipping girl. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, well, Kelsey actually has a, like, can be a designer. Then why is she handling shipping? That doesn't make any sense to me.
They're so far off.
Like, don't just fill the roles to fill them.
Yeah, exactly.
And so she was saying the reason why we have two shipping managers is because we're not sure Matt can fulfill the job.
Then why is Matt doing that?
So I don't understand, if you're just hiring people willy-nilly, why you expect people to succeed in their jobs.
Well, what's more confusing to me is we found out tonight they actually have an HR department. So isn't HR supposed to be in charge of making sure everyone's doing their role and that they're qualified and making sure that they understand what their job entails? Because it seems like nobody knows what their job entails.
Maybe they don't have a place to put all their files because wasn't HR like in a closet in the first episode? So
I don't know.
Maybe they just can't get to the papers because there's no space.
I mean, so. I think that everybody needs a specific role, kind of like what you were saying. You can't have one person doing five different things. Everybody's hired for a specific role, and then you stick to that, and it's just not happening. And I think Jay walked into it from an outsider standpoint and as a male and is like, what is going on? Like, what is happening?
Also, we heard, I think, episode one for sure, maybe a little bit in episode two, she's got like 55 employees. So if you've got 55 employees, why do you have one person doing five things? Like, what are all these other people doing? Ugh. Packaging empty boxes? Like, what is going on?
I think that's probably because Brittany is on a power trip, and I feel like she got a taste of this power when Kristen really instilled a lot of her trust in her and was like, okay, well, I'm at the top right now, basically, other than Kristen, so I'm going to take everything over and say that I'm overseeing everything. I get a final say or whatever. I feel like in her relationship with her boyfriend, John, right? That's his name?
I don't know.
Stone.
John Stone, but it's John Stone. So, like, with Stone, I felt like she was taking care of him, and that was where most of her responsibilities lied. And so when she got all this responsibility at Uncommon James, she just almost went overboard. And even Jay said she's doing so many jobs, but not actually doing a good job at any of them.
She's half-assing three different jobs instead of doing one job 110%.
Yeah. And people like that bother me. It's like, yes, you are in a position of power, but you need to, like, delegate.
Then she needs to delegate, exactly. Like, if you're in a position of power, like, your job is to delegate and have people help you. You have to lay the responsibilities out. You can't do it all. It's not possible.
Well, I guess she just doesn't like asking for help.
Well, then she shouldn't be in a position of power.
Like,
yeah.
She likes having the power.
But the problem is, like, she's lamenting to her boyfriend, Stone, and then I found it really disheartening when Stone's like, I have to learn how to share you. It's like, what? Of course. Like, she has a job. She has a career.
Weird.
She
that
can
whole
do
thing
whatever.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe he's being funny, but I didn't
I
find
don't
it
think
that
he was
funny.
Being funny.
Like, yeah, I genuinely think
he's like, are you proud of me? I'm like,
it's like, do you want a round of applause for being, like, a semi-supportive boyfriend? I don't get it.
No, the only thing I thought was funny was when she was trying to talk to him and she needed to get to work on time, and he's like, wait, I need to pull over. And then he's like,
I
love this puppy.
I think we need to put him in a box and ship him away to one of the customers and get him out of here. I'm not a huge fan.
Yeah, I don't like him either.
I want to talk about the shipping issue a little more and how Reagan was trying to fold the box and go through.
God.
So there's a 50-page manual. At this point, what is the solution to this problem? What do you guys think? I think Jay should do a tutorial video on how to package all the boxes. Everyone's so interested in Jay.
Yeah.
They'll watch it. They'll comment on it. They'll talk about it.
And
why do we have 50-page manual?
And he's so into YouTube. Remember in the beginning he was painting and he's like,
yeah,
oh,
he learned
YouTube.
It online.
I learned on YouTube. He would. That's a really good idea.
I mean, I think people would relate to it. He'd be like, hey, here's a box.
It would
and
be great.
And then you fold this right flap down.
He'd be super
down.
Sarcastic.
Like,
about.
He'd be super sarcastic.
Exactly.
Yeah. But also, he would convey what needs to be done in a very, very basic, understandable manner.
And people would pay attention to that. Like
great
he
idea.
Said, in the 50-page book, people are going to throw that away as soon as they leave out. They will watch his video.
Yeah, it's like an IKEA pamphlet.
Exactly. I was just going to say that. I'm like, it's just like 50 steps, no words, and you're just like, the whole thing is like stuck upside down and screws are missing, and it just doesn't make sense.
But like also, it's a box. You should really know how to fold a box. I do understand some shipping boxes or packages are weird with all the corners and stuff, but come on. You like use your brain. Just like a slight put a little bit more effort into it. I think Jay said to Reagan at one point, "What are you doing?" And she's like, "I'm doing my job." And he's like, "What is that?" And she's like, "I don't know." That doesn't sound like
they
maybe
fired
maybe,
right then and there.
Maybe like your job should be to learn how to fold the box if you're just going to do the demonstration. I don't know. That maybe
before doing a demonstration, how about you know how to do that?
Well, they wanted somebody who didn't know hadn't seen the manual to try
to
make the box to see if the manual was even legible, I guess.
Which also, Reagan's not the brightest crayon in the box, so that kind of didn't help the situation either.
I feel like, though, she's actually really misunderstood. I feel as though she... Maybe she's somebody who isn't necessarily book smart, but she's street smart. But then again, if she's street smart, shouldn't you be good with figuring things out like that? I don't know.
I don't know. In season one, she kind of just came out and was like, I don't really ever know what's going on. She kind of just came out and said, I'm kind of dumb.
I don't know how she got on there.
I don't know. I don't know how half these people are even... Shannon could have been better at this point. I think Shannon could have understood the manual more than...
I think she did. She just was more into herself.
I think she was very bright. And like you said, very into herself.
And that's her downfall. But she didn't want to work at a store. She wants to work at Shannon World.
Right. your passion has... You have to want to be passionate about Kristen Cavallari and her brand. Which we saw someone who was passionate about Kristen Cavallari's brand, and she was let go from the company, but is now potentially coming back. Caroline, what do you think about that?
Okay, so it's interesting because we never saw Kaylee in the first season.
I was thinking the same thing.
And I was like, who is this Kaylee person?
I wonder if there's a few people that we didn't see in the first season that were on the second season. I don't really understand why.
Well, in last week's episode, we didn't see Reagan, but I think they showed Kelsey having, or sorry, not Kelsey, they Colby showed in Colby in the background, and she was like, I was here and here and here and here, and so maybe Kaylee was also there, but I got the sense that she's, I don't know.
Not interesting?
No, that's not at all what I was going to say. No, I was going to say, I just got the feeling that she was not there for that long. Mm-hmm. Like, she kind of came in, was incredibly effective, and then because she knew what she was doing in her job, unlike many other people at the company, that rubbed others the wrong way, and therefore... Oh, we're letting you go.
You know, maybe Kaylee's the one who got fired. Maybe she just wasn't there at the time of filming.
Well, I was going to say yes, and that, and also filming, a lot of it is edited. Like, there's so many people that are there that we're...
Yeah,
I mean, think
we
about
can't
any,
do 55 think, people with their own
that's
confessional.
That's what I was
going
to say. Think how many people are in, like you said, there's 55 whatever people there. You can't have them all in a reality show, so she could easily have been there, and then they just cut her out.
I just thought of something I loved when Kaylee walked into the party, and Matt's fake smile was quite possibly the highlight of my life. Matt, if you're watching, don't ever do that again. Your fake smile is your tell.
It was fake.
It's so bad. He was like, hi.
Oh my gosh.
How are you?
I was telling you, I was like, I forgot that they weren't in LA at that point because the fakeness that radiated from these people, and they walked in, and I'm not saying you have to be like a bitch to her or anything, but they're, hi, how are you? Oh, can I see the picture?
Yeah.
I'm like, and then the voice, I'm like, are you guys serious? Like, no.
Yeah.
Like, well, not about that.
To play devil's advocate, Kristen kind of has an annoying voice. She's like, hey, guys.
Oh, my God, yes.
She's from Laguna,
LA.
Whatever. She's very L.A. So a lot of these people that work there are not L.A. They are from Nashville or from Tennessee.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
I just, like, they were super fake. And, like, with me, if we have to work together, I'll be cordial. I'm not a mean person at all. But if I don't like you for whatever reason, if you're mean to me, like, I'm just not going to speak to you. I'm not going to be like how we were saying, oh, my gosh, can I see your wedding pictures? I don't care about your wedding pictures.
Yeah, I'm either going to be
like, I'll talk about them in a group chat with my friends and be like, that dress was ugly. But I'm not going to ask you, like, can I see? No, I'm just not going to talk to you.
I feel like I'm either just not going to say, okay, if I work with you, cordial. If I don't, I'm either just, depending on my mood, not going to say something, or I will say something. Like, I'm not going to yell at you, but I'll just be like, what are you doing here?
Not going to throw a drink in your face.
It felt...
Oh, I just hate, I can't do fake people. I can't.
No, it felt just as awkward as, like, those scenes in Laguna Beach where they would, like, make everyone just show up in the same place, and then, like, they awkwardly run into each other and get all their reactions. It did feel very fake and L.A. to me.
Oh, man. Mm. That reminds me of the first episode of The Hills that Kristen comes on, and she runs into Audrina, and they just, like, have a fight over Justin Bobby, and they're, like, astonished to see each other. They're like, oh, my God, that's Kristen. It's like, yo, your producer set this up. Like,
right, exactly.
Let's be real.
You're on the same show. Like, come on.
Like, there's a camera there, and there's a camera there. We all know what's going on. I mean, in this case, obviously, it's a business, but what bothered me is that she was actually the only one who seemed to be successful at her job or in this. Like, Kristen clearly liked how she was running things.
Yeah. So she kind of reminded me of Kristen in the sense of where I think she would run things. And, like, I forget who said that they were probably, not if jealous, but kind of, yeah, a lot of the other people are lacking what she seems to have, that work ethic. So they're probably just bitter about it.
Right. I mean, what's interesting is Kristen was at the Emmys when Kaylee got let go from her job. Mm-hmm. And Kaylee, her side of the story was that she got sat down by HR for a 30-minute meeting where she was just told people were complaining about her. However, HR could not tell her what the complaints were.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if she did, then Kaylee would know who complained about her. What is that? What do you guys think about that? How would you feel, Angel, if HR pulled you aside at your job and said, hey, we need to let you go because people are complaining about you, and you say, I'd like to know what I did wrong, and they say, well, we can't tell you.
It's so interesting that you ask me this question because I've had an experience like that.
Really?
Before.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And, I mean, in my case, it was just like a restaurant, so that's not a job that's, oh, my God, this is going to help me in my career. So I was just like, cool. Bye. But I mean, if it was something that I cared about, no, I would definitely like be like, no, you're gonna like, you have to tell me, you're HR, like, isn't it required by law? Like, I don't understand. I mean, you can still let me go, fine, but at least let me know what I did wrong.
And not even that. I don't know. I can't remember if it was Kristen who said it. I think maybe it was Kristen about, yeah, how she was saying that if this happens, she wasn't even able to be told what the complaints were so that she can get better. It was just like, yeah. No, you're fired, but you want to get better at your job, so why not help her instead of just... It's because these people are
they
fake and they don't
there.
Want to, like, confront the issue.
Well, I think it goes back to the fact that Kristen feels like it's almost a sorority, and all the girls are ganging up on people and forming cliques, and this is a workplace for first and foremost, and so... I love Kristen, and I think that she's a great boss lady in the sense that she has three different lines, is a successful mom and wife,
yeah.
But she needs to stop hiring people based off of, like, a vibe she gets with them
and
if
can
she
they
likes
do the
them.
Job.
Yeah, she needs to hire people who are actually qualified for the job description. And also, not everyone needs to look like they can be on the cover of a magazine. You know what I mean?
I know. I was wondering, do they, like, require
they
part-time
have to send
models,
in, like, headshots, you
know? Yeah, do you have to
like,
send in a headshot?
Shot.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I kind of got the vibe that, well, I mean, obviously you're signing an NDA and some type of contract if you're going to be on the TV show.
Yeah,
that's
so maybe.
I was thinking there's probably a lot more different types of people than they
hoping.
Just take a few that they think would be good for TV or whatever.
But, like, even to this point is... Oh, let's ask Worth and his buddies who work at the gym next door to move our equipment. It's like, shouldn't you actually hire a moving company who knows how to close
the
back of the moving truck? You know?
Yeah, they have stuff falling off. Like, how do you not
but
even close
the But then there wouldn't
the
be a show. So some of these things are on purpose.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. What did you guys think of Colby and Cole?
Wait, I also just want to bring it back to Kaylee right quick, just because when Kristen said that she liked her, but then she got let go while Kristen was totally out of the picture at the Emmys, but they hadn't spoke about it. So if you liked her and she did good and you find out that she just got fired without your input, why are they just now speaking?
I was wondering the same thing. I was thinking, why didn't Kristen reach out to her then? Or why didn't Kaylee try to reach out to Kristen?
I think that's an uncomfortable situation if you're the person that's been let go and then you're going to go and try to directly contact the CEO of the company.
Yeah,
if
I wouldn't.
Was maybe, like, her supervisor. And also, maybe she didn't know that Kristen thought so highly of her, you know?
That's true, too.
Yeah, so I was like, not for because there's Kaylee and Kelsey. Not for Kaylee's standpoint, but, like, Kristen, if you did like her, then why didn't you reach out? Because I wouldn't, like you said, I wouldn't, like, reach out to her. And I probably would have thought that it came from Kristen. Probably would have thought that she knew, you know, that it happened, at least, as her company.
Right, that's true. That's a good point. I mean, if I got let go and HR pulled me aside, I would probably think that it maybe came from the top.
Yeah.
If it was something that serious, so.
Yes and no. I feel like a lot of times the people that are in, they're not at the very tippity top, but they have some type of authoritative power, are often deceived by the people below them just because, like Justine was saying, they're jealous. They don't appreciate the work ethic behind it. And I thought that was really weird when Kelsey, again, was like, she was the devil to me. And she said something about Kaylee not addressing her when introducing everyone. And I was just like, in what setting would that work? How could she literally not address her unless she's not in the room, or she only addressed like 4 out of 20 people and somehow Kelsey got offended because of that?
And that would make Kaylee, I keep having to look at my notes because so many names, Kelsey, Colby, Kaylee, I'm like, what's going on? But I feel like that would make Kaylee look bad if she was like, you know, introducing everyone and then just skipped over one person. Then you're looking like a bee in front of everybody.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel like it's a weird dramatic. That it worked.
When she was just talking about her being the devil and crying, I'm like, everybody. And the funny part is, Kristen knows all these girls' cries because she's like, oh, are they crying again? Oh, she's crying again. I'm like, so this is like a common thing. This is like a common thing that happens. This isn't.
I mean, Shannon cried all the time in season one, and it was like, she was like, Kristen would get mad.
Right.
And it's like, well, the work environment seems to be really high pressure and nobody likes each other, so yeah, I would probably cry.
I mean, what's really confusing to me is this episode, Kristen said, I can't just have mediocre employees that everybody likes, but yet that's what
they don't
feel
like each other.
I know, like, it's yeah, and they're less than mediocre,
don't like each other.
She's a smart businesswoman, so what's the problem?
That's what I agree with you, but can we just really quickly talk about the Colby and the whole thing? That's
you just want to talk about it because you want to talk about Cole, don't you?
I didn't say that, but I did look into...
Their names are cute.
I did look into Colby's Instagram to see if they're dating. They're not.
Oh. I mean, I didn't...
She shot her shot and missed it.
Wait, hold on. Are we getting this right? Because isn't Colby the one that... Okay, wait. I think... Actually, we've all been calling Kelsey... Or I think we've been calling Colby Kelsey. I don't know. We
need a
picture chart.
I think we need Jay to come in, and we need
him to draw a chart with their
chart
pictures.
Going.
There's so many K's.
Like, yeah. No. Colby, Kelsey.
No, I put
Kristen.
Colby loves
That's
Cole in my notes.
Wait, yeah. I thought Colby was the one that cried about Kaylee coming back.
Confused and I don't know. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Yeah, can we move on?
I'm not quite sure. There's like six
people. We have to make sure that the viewers understand.
Colby was the one who went outside crying.
Yes, okay. So I was saying, we were all saying that was Casey, probably because I said it first. And that's Colby.
Okay, so Colby is the one who likes Cole and who was crying.
Yes. And was crying over Kaylee.
And Casey is...
That's a tongue twister.
I don't know who Casey is.
Oh, wait, but no, but
there's
I...
no
Kelsey.
Casey.
Kelsey. Kelsey.
Kelsey was also crying this episode, too, though. She was crying.
Kelsey is at shipping, right?
Yes.
The one that's who's, the one Kelsey, Jay was like, is
Kelsey,
she
yes. Kelsey does labels.
Yes.
Okay.
She
so Kelsey.
Print.
Kelsey. So we've been saying Kelsey or Casey. Like, no, Casey. Kelsey.
Kelsey and Matt are the in, over two.
Oh,
they're
man.
In charge of shipping.
They're just the worst than the Kardashians.
Kelsey and Matt are in charge of shipping, and Kelsey was the one crying when Jay walked in. Colby was crying at the...
And Colby's into Cole.
That's
and
how Colby's I remember Cole. It.
Yes. Okay, but, like, Colby, relax. She's like, I don't know what to say to him.
She was like and a five-year-old when he came, and she was like, I can't look over there. I can't.
I'm like, are you not maybe, like, 25 or 26? You gotta, like, reel it in,
just
girl.
Say
you
hi.
Wanna have a chance.
Didn't so she ask him if they could go get hitched, or was she joking with one of the other girls?
No, because they exchanged numbers.
And then she immediately jumped to, so when are we getting married?
I don't think she said that. I think somebody else was like, oh, okay. When are you guys getting married? But again, Kristen was like really into the idea of Colby being into Cole. And then she was like, but my workers really need to be paying attention.
I know. So let's not bring in the hot boys from next door to help move the boxes.
Hire a moving company.
And she's like, oh, let me see. I want to see them. Like, you didn't know what you were doing. Like, you didn't know who was coming to move all your stuff.
Yeah.
Please. Like you said, she could have hired a moving company, and she hired the hot boys next door. I think she's trying to stir up some drama.
Well, that's like Justine said, that's TV. That's good TV.
All right, well, let's talk about some more good TV and let's get into some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so as you guys know, the show is filmed way earlier than when it's airing. And so just yesterday, Heidi Pratt, formerly known as Heidi Montag, posted a video, a cute little boomerang video with Kristen Cavallari at her Uncommon James pop-up shop for her line, actually Little James, under the whole Uncommon James brand. It's a cute little, like,
that's cute.
Sachet. Yeah. I don't even know what they're doing. Kind of a shimmy.
Yeah,
like a little shimmy. And she's like, oh, always fun seeing Kristen and her. I love her, like, Little James line. Obviously, Heidi has a little kid, Gunner, so maybe he's wearing Little James. This was at the Pacific Palisades Village. So I think today is the last day that the shop is available. So if you are watching right now in the California area and got a kid, or like have a future child in your mind, head on over to Pacific Palisades Village for Little James clothing. But I think it's fun just because they're still such good friends. Mm-hmm. And that was also, I think, the original draw for Kristen to come on to the show.
That's what I was going to say, because I loved The Hills, but I'm not going to lie, I forget who hated each other, who
Me
didn't.
Too.
All I know is that Lauren and Heidi hated each other. I didn't remember who Kristen was friends with. Like, it was just so much.
Well, no, it was originally they pinned Kristen and Lauren against each other.
Yeah.
And that Heidi was her friend. Then when, obviously, Kristen didn't do The Hills until the fifth season. Let me tell you something.
The fifth?
I got all the... I know all the
drama. She wasn't there until the fifth season?
Yeah, she... What? Do you know what I'm... So...
They thought it was earlier.
They brought, well, maybe it was like the last episode of season four. They brought her in, and then she was a recurring character because Lauren left.
Oh,
so they brought
yeah.
Kristen in to
I
be like the crazy thing. Also, Heidi lost her best friend in Lauren. Kristen and Lauren had beef. Mm-hmm. So why not bring Kristen in mm-hmm. and like. Don't you remember when Heidi? It was like there was a whole thing when Heidi.
Don't you remember when the show was scripted?
When Heidi got married and Kristen and Lauren were both wearing the same shade blue dress, and it was like, oh my god, the horror. So yeah, I just think it's cool though that they're actually still friends, even if I don't necessarily love Heidi Montag.
Do you think that they really hated each other, Kristen and Lauren?
Probably. No, I think that they've said that. I think it was hard because. For Kristen, she was actually dating Stephen Coletti, who we talked about on the show last week because they made, like, a quick reference to him. And the producers on Laguna Beach would try to get Lauren and Stephen, who were friends, but would put them together and try to create this romantic storyline of, like, a third wheel and a love triangle. So I think that actually, as a young girl, Kristen was like, this is really hard for me to understand that this isn't just fake and that... this girl isn't actually trying to steal my boyfriend. And I think now they're just so... They're in such different circles. Lauren isn't involved with the Hills reunion.
But Lauren and Heidi, like, I think in real life, they actually...
Oh, they
genuinely
absolutely...
If you
ask Heidi about Lauren, she's like, I'm sick of it. I don't want to talk about it. And she's bitter. Lauren's like, whatever, I'm living my life. I have a hot husband and a son. And your husband, a.k.a. Spencer.
Spencer.
Into crystals.
Yeah, but they're still together. Blows my mind. I thought they'd...
That's
Heidi
been a long
and
time.
Spencer, I know we're moving in another direction, but really quick, Heidi and Spencer, I remember being like...
They're not
I give
last.
Them 6 months. And they're, like, together 10 years. Like, you know there's a lot of people that it's not worth going for a guy to ruin a friendship. Like, that happened with me and a girl years ago. And they broke up because it's like, was it worth it? But, like, it must have been for her. She's still with them, has a kid. So,
living her life.
Yeah. I'm a little shocked. I did not see them staying together. But, I mean, it's cute to see Kristen and Heidi reuniting.
They talked about how scripted it was, too.
Yeah.
Even Spencer's. Like, I'm really not that bad. And said, like, this whole, like...
That's the thing. I think they made him out to be someone that he wasn't.
Oh, I get bad vibes. But also, I you know what? We're digressing. Anyways, that is the news and gossip from this week on Kristen Cavallari.
All right, let's switch gears. And let's get bossy and pick our bosses of the week.
All right.
Oh. I got mine.
All right, why don't you start?
Jay. I don't care if it's is this girl and guys, because I'm picking a guy. I don't care.
You can pick whoever you want.
He is a boss, and I loved him. I love him.
I think it's between Jay and, checking my notes, Kaylee. Kaylee did seem like she had, like, a tough approach. Like, I remember Christian said she was, like, taking phones out of people's hands. But that's because they were giving wrong information and they were on the phone. So, honestly, I probably wouldn't have even been that offended because I mean, how else do you get someone's attention, like, right in the moment when they're giving wrong information? So maybe she said sorry after. So, yeah.
Just to be different, even though my answer is obviously Jay, I would like to give a round of applause to the cameraman who captured all of the incredible faces of, like, the men and women guffawing at the thought of, like, Kaylee coming back and just all the crying. And so they did excellent cinematography work.
I wonder if those faces were genuine or, like, I work as a producer, so sometimes we have to go back and get the reaction shot. Yeah. So I wonder if they were super exaggerated. Like,
Matt's was pretty real.
Which crying, Kay, was it?
We need to try to get Matt on the show. I think he would be really great on the show. We need to find out if that reaction was genuine or not.
Matt, if you're watching, come on. Okay, I think that was Kelsey.
Kelsey, yeah.
Or Colt. No, it was Colby. Okay. It was Colby, the one who was like...
She was like, that tequila shot,
yeah,
really?
It's not hiding my facial reaction.
But did you see her? She genuinely was like this.
She looked like she saw a ghost, which is what she said.
The second, I've never seen a face go from to hi, like in a second. She didn't know what to do.
She just was fake.
Well, I know her reaction was real because you could see Kaylee walking in and they wouldn't they wouldn't have redone that. They want like the first reaction.
She had no time.
Like she did not even, all angles were on her. And it was just, she was just like,
As a producer, are they like, all right, she's coming, eyes on so-and-so, and they, like, put the camera
how the Hills worked. It was like, and send in Audrina. And it nobody really knows, so some of it is raw reaction and real, but, I mean, at the end of the day, they're all in the same location. They're all so something's bound to happen, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Well, my boss of the week is Jay. I mean... I just have to go with my gut. Him coming in and scaring all the employees. And I just think it was much needed. I think that, like I said, Kristen gets very caught up in everything else that's going on. And having an outside outsider come in and just see what's going on, I think he noticed things that Kristen overlooks. And so I think it was great that he made the chart and kind of sat Kristen down. I think it was a very eye-opening experience.
That's a good husband.
His little, like, chart.
I know. And I'm like, is he really... Like, he's just so bored. How bored is he? Like,
he's planting trees and overalls.
He's just looking for, like, little projects to do. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Living the life, I guess.
Retired life.
Well, let's get into some predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I said I always feel like we're in a witch or
something really weird. What do we think is going to happen with Kaylee coming back to Uncommon James based off of how we saw everyone react at the cocktail party?
Drama.
Yeah, I think it's going to be resistance because, what was it, Kaylee was like, Kelsey was like...
with the name that starts with a K.
Yeah. She was, like, telling the girls, oh, my gosh, like, it was so hard for me. So I feel like the other girls are going to be on her side because they know her. But so there's going to be resistance because of that. But eventually they're going to say, oh, she does make sense.
Well, did you see Brittany was...
Was like, standing, no, why are you doing
that? Well, yeah, she was trying to get out of it. Like, why? I liked how real she was. She was, like, the realest one where she's like, oh, so why do you feel this way? And why are you bringing them along into it? Like, what did she do to you? And just trying to figure out the situation, they really didn't have anything to say. They're just kind of following one of the K's.
Well, I feel like if there was that much drama between Kaylee and Kobe and Kelsey and all these people, like, why didn't we see all this drama in season one if there was so much drama with Kaylee?
Well, because they didn't have that many employees. I think within the hiatus, they hired, like, 40 more people. Because you see, within Uncommon James, the first season, there's really only the, like, five or so girls on the floor who aren't full-time employees. And then the only full-time employees were Brittany, Worth, Reagan, and Shannon. And set in, like, the model, what was her name? Taylor or something?
Oh, right. Yeah.
Who, like, would sometimes come on. I don't know. I just think that I love E! News, and so I'm super excited to see Zuri Hall. She looks like she's going to be interviewing Kristen on next week's episode at The Grove for her pop-up shop for Uncommon James Jewelry. So I'm excited for that. That's my prediction, that I'm going to enjoy watching the interview.
All right, Justine, what do you think? Any predictions? Drama?
Just there's going to be drama. I really don't have anything specific that I think is going to happen. I just think there's going to be drama, crying, tears, And just good TV.
Well, at first, based off of the cocktail party, I kind of felt like maybe Kaylee wouldn't return after leaving the cocktail party and how everyone made her feel. Yes. Like, I personally, why would you want to work in an environment? Like, it's never going to be the same.
Because it's a show and drama.
Yeah,
but,
I mean,
that's why I think she's coming back.
The way Kristen said when they were talking at that bar, the way she made the job sound, it was almost like it was a seasonal thing. So we really need you to come on right now for this really busy time, Black Friday or whatever it was. So maybe she would just be there for like a temporary amount of time.
I think it might be temporary, but could grow into something else. And like, honestly, for like a regular job where I got fired from and people didn't like me there, I for sure would not go back, because who wants to like go into that situation daily? But if I'm going to be on national TV, I'm going back.
So this is a different situation.
Way to keep it real.
Right. Y'all don't have to like me, but I'm getting camera time.
But what is the saying? All press is good press,
right,
or whatever.
Right.
And they're getting paid for it.
And, right, you're getting paid to do a job. Plus, like, now everyone knows you. So even if you leave there, you'll
get
more offers.
You got that Instagram, like, number followers go up.
Yeah,
right, exactly.
So I would go back.
Well, hopefully she turns things around. I do agree that we're going to see a lot of drama, but I'm hoping that Uncommon James can get their shit together. And hopefully, I would love to buy a necklace, but I'm just so nervous that I'm going to get an empty box.
It won't come.
Ooh, shade.
Sorry, Kristen. You can come back on the show and we'll have a chat with you about that. After Buzzers, we enjoyed having you, and we look forward to having you guys come tune in next week. Be sure to follow us on AfterBuzz TV and check my Instagram out at fitbritla_.
You guys can find me, Caroline Thayer, at Caroline J. Thayer.
And you can find me, Justine, at Justine Devanna.
And I'm Angel Saunders, and that's my Instagram, Angel Saunders.
Thank you, Justine Devanna.
We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principal.